Magandang araw po sa inyo at welcome na naman sa isang episode ng Tampok, a spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Ako po si Papa Dan, magandang araw. It's a weekend at syempre meron naman tayong makakasama ngayong araw na ito. Ang ating guest today ay isang napakagaling na ating kababayan at siya po, china-challenge niya, no? Itong mga paraan, yung ways natin sa pag-iisip kung ano ba talaga yung definition ng isang runner or ng isang athlete, di ba? Especially, di ba, yung iba kasi pag sinabing athlete, merong naiisip na agad, di ba, na parang ito na ba, na stereotype pa, di ba? Pero ngayon, ang ating po mga kasama dito sa ating programa ay isa po siyang plus size runner from the Philippines. At syempre, ang kanyang journey po ay hindi lang about crossing the finish line. Syempre, it's about showing what our bodies are capable of. Ika nga, no? At syempre, regardless of your size, di ba? At ngayon nga ay mapapag-usapan natin ang kanyang running journey, ang kanyang body confidence, and what it means to represent Filipinos on the marathon course. Kaya i-welcome na po natin ang ating bisita dito sa Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Welcome, Bianca Felipe. Hi, Bianca. Welcome to the show.
So, it's an honor. Thank you so much, Papadan. Ang ganda ng intro. Parang di na ako magsasalita. Okay na pala yun.
Maraming salamat, Bianca, and thank you very much. Coming from the Philippines, so, no, bumiyahe ka galing Pilipinas. Alam naman natin ang weather sa Pilipinas ngayon. Medyo maulan ngayon, pero may init pa rin, ano? Mamaya natanong yung training, pero simulan muna natin yung tanong about you making a decision. Bakit ka nag-decide to join and take on this challenge? Itong Sydney Marathon, you mentioned ito, isa sa mga majors, pero bakit ngayon?
At the beginning, honestly, it was just something I really wanted to visit Sydney. My uncle has been a resident here for such a long time. He's a citizen this for a long time na, and he's always told us na he wants us to experience how it is here. And then when he found out na there was an opportunity to drive for the Sydney Marathon, sabi niya, try mo lang, alam mong mawawala. Honestly, when I tried for the ballot, ang sabi ko talaga, sige, we'll see what happens. And just the whole running journey itself for me, it started much like how, you know, how plus size people might look at working out. Parang ang goal ang before ay tumakbo ka or mag-workout ka para pumayat ka, para mag-lose ka ng weight. But nung lalo akong tumagal sa running, nag-iba yung purpose niya for me. Before it, the goal was to see what my body would do when it started running. Pero ngayon, it's more of what else can my body do since tumatakbo ako. Parang nag-transform siya na it's not about changing my body anymore. It's about challenging my body at the moment, regardless if it got smaller or bigger, kung ano pang kaya niya. And na-fall in love lang ako dun sa aspect na yun for marathon running and distance running na, it's obviously very physical, but at the same time, yung guts mo lang ba to tell yourself na aapa ka sa start line na yun with a body that you have at the moment and not just basing it off what society would deem as fit to run a marathon. Medyo kakaibang fulfillment yun, lalo na this is my second time, but this is the first time I'm gonna be running it outside of the Philippines. So sobrang big deal talaga siya.
How has running, you know, changed you or the way you see your own body naman and, you know, and what you're capable of?
Mm-hmm. Like I said, hindi siya nag-start as something na I really love running, I'll try it. Hindi. Parang before I started running, I was already going to the gym for like a year. So nagbubuhat na ako, like typical like deadlift, bench, mga ganyan. I was actually leaning towards powerlifting kasi nga I have a bigger build. I actually went into running because I just wanted something different to kind of palate cleanse the gym. Kasi sabi ko, baka maumay ako. And I'm the type of person na when I do something so much, I need to have variety so that I don't get bored with it.
Bianca, pwede bang sabihin mo sa amin, meron bang mga days, kasi syempre you go to the gym, you train, no? Meron bang mga days na parang you don't want to pick yourself up? Ika nga parang nakakatamad, Diba? Parang, uy, mas gusto ko na lang. Sa bahay na lang, nakakapagod to eh. How do you motivate yourself? How do you push yourself?
Siyempre, sino ba namang hindi dumadaanan? Parang di ako naniniwala na mayroong isang person na everyday motivated sila. Hindi, talaga. I speak from experience talaga is that you have na parang the days na ayaw mong mag-show up are the days that count way more. You don't, my running coach, Coach Morgan, she would always tell me, Bianx, you don't have to wait for the perfect feeling for you to start showing up. You have to stop thinking na there is a, kasi parang may pagka-perfectionist kasi ako and nadadala ko siya sa pag-train na parang, ay, dapat maganda yung weather, dapat maganda yung tulog ko, dapat maganda yung kain ko para masabi ko na game akong mag-training for that day. But in reality, true discipline is still showing up even if you have so many reasons not to go. Pupunta ka pa rin because of that one thing you have in your head. And I'll be honest na I did follow a program but not all of the time I hit my paces. Not all of the time I hit what I was supposed to hit. What mattered was, ginawa ko pa rin siya kahit na hindi perfect yung weather, kahit hindi perfect yung fueling ko, kahit na sabi ng pace, dapat 7 ako, gagawa ko lang, eh parang 8, mga ganyan. So, my coach would tell me, you know, the body does not know the pace or the numbers. It just knows the effort and the mental sprint that you've put into doing that one workout for the day. Yun.
Hey, nice, no? At syempre, malaking factor din, Bianca, I know, is the environment, no? Tayo, no, growing up as Filipinos, ikaw, Filipino, mm-hmm. Do you ever feel the pressure na parang ito yung idea ng pagiging fit? Ito dapat yung athlete, eh, di ba? Katulad ng mag-ita natin kanina, di ba? This is what it should look like, di ba? Yung mga fit, ikaw nga, katulad ng sinabi natin, you're a plus-size runner. Paano nabago yung perspective mo dyan and how are you affecting other people too?
You know, I've always been a bigger girl. Pero sa totoo lang, papadan, pag binabalikan ko yung mga pictures ko when I was younger, I was just tall, but I was not really, like, I don't know, medyo, ano talaga, construed talaga ang view ng Filipinos, I guess, because we're, I think, since we're Asians, we're kind of really petite talaga and comparing it to the other races, diba? Pero, that context along with the fact that we are very family-oriented, we're very close with our family. So, you know, pag may mga family functions and may mga gatherings, especially in the holidays, since we're very close, one way for us to kind of catch up and kind of assess someone is how big or how small they've gotten. And if you're someone who's always been, you know, big, tapos biglang pumayat ka the next family gathering, and you say, ay, ang galing, ang ganda mo na, kasi pumayat ka. When you grow up with that mindset, tapos parang the next time, nakita ka nalang, nalulubaki ka, ala, lumaki, ano nangyari sa'yo? Ba't ganyan? Na parang kasalanan ang maging malaki. That is the very thing that I am challenging now, na you don't have to wait for a certain look, you don't have to wait for a certain size for you to start doing the things that you want to try, or for you to start saying na, wala, gusto ko lang naman mag-run, kailangan bang maliit ako para to that? What if I'm running because I simply enjoy the act of running and not because I'm trying to lose weight, diba?
And now we're here, no? You're preparing, you're prepared, if we can say that, for a 42-kilometer run, no? It's no small feat, ika nga, no? This is really huge. Ngayon naman, pwedeng kwento mo sa amin yung pag-prepare dito kasi hindi yan biro, no? Months of preparation, sometimes years even, di ba? Kamusta yung training mo sa Manila, given na nabanggit natin kanina, yung init, yung humidity, di ba? Yung general. Nakakatakbo ka. Can you tell us yung experience niyan sa training sa Manila? How was it?
Yung season ng Sydney Marathon, I found out na ano siya, rainy season siya. So yung month, like until the moment that I left Manila, parang ang lakas talaga ng ulan. So what you're banking on is having the access to a treadmill. So if you think doing training for a marathon na long distance is scary, try doing that inside a gym, inside one spot for like how many hours, especially if you're a slow runner like me. Hindi naman sabihin natin, for example, distance based ang training mo, na sabihin natin, oh, mag 15k, kasi iba mabilis lang yan. Pero for like a 15k for someone at my marathon pace, parang that's a lot of chunk, right? So it's a lot of improvising and a lot of just doing it anyway. So it's a lot of doing it anyway talaga. So not waiting for the perfect conditions for you to count or for you to do a run. For example, ang plano mo nung una, tatakbo ka sa UP kasi nga outdoor, that's the ideal situation. Pero pag park mo, biglang umulan. Kailangan meron kang mental ability or like the mental strength to like, okay, wag tayo tamarin kahit na hindi nag-workout yung plan natin. Diretso tayo sa gym, punta tayo dyan. So, it's also very much of a privilege, especially in a country like the Philippines, to be able to work out and pursue something recreational like running, especially, you know, training for a marathon. Kasi nga, as you may know, as we all know, hindi naman ganun ka-accessible ang nicer roads, ang safer places for you to run in. So I very, very acknowledge na not everybody would have the resources and the energy and the capacities to train the way that, you know, how you would ideally do. Because personally, Papa Dan, parang besides that, di ba parang I have friends who were like, ask me, how do you do it? And then way, way back when I was starting out, parang sabi ko, no, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. Pero hindi totoo eh. Parang yung iba, you know, it's hard work talagang, hard work in the Philippines. And di ba, parang like, you're very lucky if you have a gym that has enough treadmills to accommodate what you're trying to do. So there's a lot of layers to it, but it's just really making sure or like making do of what you have.
Wow. Syempre, isa sa mga challenges lang din yan. Ano? Pero yung mentally din. Ano? Have you, may time ba na na-question mo yung sarili mo, na patanong ka, kaya ko ba talagang tapusin itong City Marathon? No? Syempre, it's a different place. Syempre, yung weather iba din, and then the environment. May ganun bang thoughts minsan?
Oh yes. I think hindi mawawala yung onting ka ba ng ganun, lalo na yung elevation profile ni Sydney comparing it to the other world marathon majors is pretty challenging. What they're describing it as it's one of the most challenging courses kasi it's very hilly. And ideally, walang hills talaga ang tatakbuhan mo. But that's why you put in the training, you know, that's why you trust the training, you trust your body, you trust your legs to carry you to the whole thing. It's just a lot of kind of, siguro for me, it's because I've ran a marathon before. That was just last February. Hindi ko talaga akalain na tatakbo ulit ako within the same year kasi sobrang fresh pa sa akin nung battle to get to that first ever full marathon. And now here I am doing it again. I guess it's just really knowing that my body is capable, and my body, and more importantly, my mind is capable of doing the hard thing. Parang merong good feeling after pushing through a hard something, rather than negotiating and sticking with like what's the safe thing to do. Iba yung fulfillment and just the build of confidence afterwards. So that's what you're after. The on and off of like building the confidence, the battle of like kaya ko ba to, and then gagawin mo pa rin kahit na hindi mo alam kung kaya mo ba to, and then after that you're like, ay, pala.
Galing, ano? At syempre, marami tayong mga kababayan dyan. Yung mga Pilipino, lalong-lalo na yung mga kababayan nga natin, nakikita nila yung sarili mo. No? Ang sarili nila sa storya mo. Very inspiring ang yung mga posts, ang yung mga sinishare, pero marami pa rin na-intimidate. Alam mo yon? Because syempre, natatakot sa judgment, di ba? And feeling nila, hindi pa rin sila, yung hindi ako mukhang athlete eh. Alam mo yon? Lalo na yung mga plus size runner. Katulad mo, no? What do you say to them?
I've had a lot of messages from bigger girls and guys alike. Exact same thought that you just mentioned, Papa Dan. And ang tagal kong iniisip yan kung ano bang tamang sagot. Kasi madaling sabihin na, and it's still true ha, kahit na it's the template answer to say na, don't mind what people, that's number one, don't mind what people say. Number two, just show up, just be there. Pakita ka lang sa sarili mo, wala, And obviously, you don't have to look a certain way. But my number one advice, or like, hinukay ko talaga, isip talaga ako. Recently lang to, sabi ko, ano ba magandang sagot to encapsulate really in it? Binalikan ko yung old self ko. Kailangan mong i-break yung stereotype or yung assumption na hindi kayang maging active ng plus size. Yun yun eh. Hindi, nagsisimula siya sa prejudice mo, sa sarili mong assumptions. Kung ano yung mga projections mo, yung ano yung insecurities mo. Kaya yun yung feeling mo. It's because yun yung belief mo. So, you have to break the belief first. So, what was that like for me? I had to break the belief na I had to lose weight before I start enjoying fitness. Enjoy lang talaga. So, as dati parang isipin ko na parang hindi ko naman kayang, parang dapat hindi ko sabihin na nag-enjoy ako mag-workout eh laki ko. No, remove that. Kasi parang the idea is that you, whatever size you are, merong levels din ng fitness. Diba? Parang, I'm not telling you that for you to become a runner, you have to be fast. Yun yun eh. You can be a runner by doing 30-second runs and 1-minute walks. You can be a runner by just doing 3 kilometers a day. Runner ka pa rin naman. Regardless, they're all doing the same act of running.
At Bianca, nako, ang balita namin, kasama mo ang yung buong pamilya na lumipad dito sa Sydney, Australia para suportahan ka at panoorin, ano? Bakit importante sa ito? How do you feel?
Actually, sobrang big deal niya kasi first time din ang buong family ko na magta-travel outside of the country, na kompleto kami. It feels very comforting knowing na makikita ko sila sa finish line. Ito rin yung first ever race na makikita nila akong tumawid ng finish line. But, you know, they've always been so supportive of my interest with running and, you know, fitness in general. Never naman silang nag-discourage sa akin. So, I'm just really happy that they're here. And then at the same time, sila pa yung makaka-witness din ng first ever marathon major ko. So, ano yan, sila yung iisipin ko all throughout the 42 kilometers. Hindi ko pa sure paano namin paplanuhin yung pagsalubong nila sa akin during the race course kasi seniors na ang parents ko. So, hindi ko alam, baka sa finish line na lang talaga at ang kapatid ko na lang ang mag-hard work at ahabulin ako kung saan-saan. So, really exciting and really happy, sobrang happy and grateful na we have the resources and the time and the opportunity to bond as a family with this type of event.
When you stand dito sa starting line ng Sydney Marathon, itong yung pinaghahandaan at nilook forward talaga, what do you hope itong experience na ito ay may represent at alam mo yun, makuha ng mga followers mo, di ba? At ng mga tao na, alam mo yun, na na-inspire din sa'yo at yung mga sumusunod sa journey mo?
Parang naiiyak ako. I hope when I, you know, the idea is that when I get to that starting line, I offer it to my younger self na parang I owe it to her because she has been held back by her size a lot. Na parang, it's funny because I am not at my lightest. I've lost weight already, Papa Dan. Pero parang, I have been lighter, but at the lightest weight I've been, I haven't been this confident. So parang sabi ko, like, standing at that finish line, the goal is to tell my younger self na kaya ko pala. Na I was never too big to enjoy movement. I was never too big to start enjoying and maybe claiming that I do love sports. This is a recent reflection kasi parang I've also tried trail and hiking recently na parang na-enjoy ko pa rin siya. And I said na parang I feel like that was so repressed for me because I was a bigger girl na I always thought that I needed to lose weight for me to claim that I love doing these things. And it's just an offer to the girls and guys who would think na they had to change themselves before they could truly enjoy the things that they want to explore. We start where we are at the moment. So, you know, I don't want to just think na I'm about to run 42 kilometers. It's really more of I'm here because I stopped waiting to become someone else before I allowed myself to do something difficult. owning up to that and just grabe, parang nahanap ko bigla yung totoong pull ko and like pushing through this whole course. So I hope I cross the finish line knowing that I did not just finish a marathon but really expanded my idea of what was possible for my body and what was possible for myself. Somewhere along the lines na ganyan.
Well, thank you very much, Bianca. No, nako, excited kami for you. And of course, we'll be cheering for you. At syempre, sa iba nating mga kababayan pa, natatakbo, no? Para nagiging reunion minsan. Ano, dami mga Pilipino din.
Oh, yes.
Nako, thank you very much, Bianca. I really enjoyed the time. At, and once again, ano, we wish you the best. At, diba? At sana mag-enjoy ka din. Ano? And maraming salamat kasi you're inspiring a lot of people. At syempre, sana no, magkita-kita tayo sa finish line. Ika nga, nandun lang kami mag-cheer sa ending lang kami. No? At ayan, we wish you the best and a good luck sa iyo, Bianca. At ayan, sa kabanila pwedeng i-follow, you know, I know you're active sa social media. Pwede ka banilang isundan?
Yeah, sure. Just please follow me on Instagram and on TikTok with Biankix. That's B-I-A-N-K-I-X, K-I-C-K-S. All social media.
Thank you very much, Bianca. Ayan, maraming salamat. At syempre sa mga tumutok po sa atin ngayong araw na ito dito sa Tampok, a spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Ako po muli, si Papa Dan para sa SBS Filipino.